realms of Senith.
All right, so Morid spent his time in autopilot. He knuckled some pancakes, from what I hear. Learned how to dance like a gelatinous cube, and that was it. How did I do?
All right, yeah, you forgot the cheese.
And the bacon.
And the bacon.
Which we gave most of that to the goblin.
So I cut the cheese and stored bacon in a pocket?
I think so. Well, wait, no, was it you or Erevan that had the bacon? It probably doesn't matter, does it?
I think Erevan had the bacon, but I think Mora did something to the bacon first.
No, it was the cheese. He said he licked the cheese. You know, maybe the one cheese wheel I gave him was...
Right, yeah, you suck your finger into pancakes, lick the cheese. I don't really know what you did to the bacon.
Well, you don't want to know.
So if I recall, we left off with you standing in an alley and Alita saying something to the effect of maybe we should go a different way because there's a gelatinous cube down the hall.
Sounds like a plan to me.
All right, well, we got to go back because that's where he said the kobolds were at the entrance.
On a quick track back to the entrance then, you do find the soldiers you had left to guard you, your rear flank. They say that they're hearing a bunch of scratching at the, what was it, a door that you put up against the open wall. Like the kobolds are trying to come through to attack. But, they assure you that they're going to be able to hold here. It seemed that the kobold plan was to attack you after you've come in from the rear, set up traps or something. But you have blocked their path.
Did we lure the gelatinous cube to block it? Is that what we did?
I think we put up like wood or something like that. We found some wood or something. I don't remember.
I think that's correct. There was like doors that were broken down that you grabbed pieces of and put it up against a wall that had been like a secret passage for the kobolds.
That sounds like quite the plan though. If we could bring the gelatinous cube, which is like invisible, and put it right there for them all to charge into... But I don't know how we would lure it over there.
What do gelatinous cubes like to eat? Everything?
Pretty much. Goblins and bears, I guess.
I mean, I know the gelatinous cube dance.
Maybe we should tease it with our own edibleness.
We can drop like little coins and they could grab like, ooh, piece of candy.
Ooh, piece of candy. That sounds fun.
Okay. Is this a plan? Like somebody have animal handling?
I have animal handling.
All right, roll it for us.
16.
Okay. Explain in as much detail as you'd like how you successfully lure the gelatinous cube to the entrance.
We still have that unmentionable bacon, right?
I would assume bacon. So.
I think so.
All right, I'm going to take the bacon. Yes, and I'm just going to like throw it at the cube and then like put a trail.
Okay, so... All right, that's what happens is Diamond sets up a trail of bacon for the gelatinous cube to slowly follow. Just as it like sucks across the floor, picking up little pieces of bacon. You put it in front, or you lead it to in front of the false wall. And the soldiers are there waiting to open up the door. Let me roll some dex saves here. As soon as the door is out of the way... Two kobolds charge right into the gelatinous cube, get sucked up, and the third one just barely just jumps back at the last second. You see him on the other side of the cube shouting and kind of backing out of the way out of
what
your
do
view.
Kobolds speak? They speak Dwarvish or something, right?
Like a form of Draconic. They fancy themselves dragon bloods.
They speak Draconic. Yeah, I understand them. Excellent.
Okay, so it's Draconic, not Dwarvish. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, well, Diamond, you hear it say, oh, what the fuck? Get back! Get back!
No.
You're gonna have to take a new hole, boys. And then it's off. Yeah, that's the gelatinous cube, Morin. This one, though, Morin, it strikes you as quite distinct because it's almost transparent. It's extremely hard to see. It would be, except for this looks like a goblin just floating down the hall following Bacon, which Bacon slowly flies up near the goblin and slowly gets digested. So that's the visage of what Diamond had dragged down the hall.
I'm seeing the goblin eating the bacon in there.
Well, are you like... Yeah, you could take bets. Like, some bacon's getting pretty close, but it's going to take a while to watch to see if any of it makes it to his mouth.
So this cube is heading towards the kobolds now, right? And they just see a goblin floating, right?
Yeah. Well, it's... roll one last animal handling, Diamond. No, I'm sorry. Don't do that. You would have backed up. So yes, it's following the kobolds down this hallway.
I'm going to ask who can like make the best, do the best goblin impression and like, make fun of the kobolds. They run out at the goblin, like a performance.
Oh my God. I know where you're going with this and that's funny. I think I know.
Yeah.
Who wants to impersonate the goblins? What you're asking your crew?
Yeah. Yep, who wants to impersonate a goblin?
I have no performance, so this could end up bad for me, so I'm going to take a pass.
Oh, I could try. I have a high charisma, so.
There you go. So just think about anything that would make a kobold mad. Like, you know, dragons are embarrassed of you.
All right.
A dragon will only call you if you're the only option at 3 a.m. Yeah,
I'm gonna do the goblin impression. I have to roll performance for that.
Yeah, performance. Well, whichever order you want. You could do the impression and then roll it if you want.
Yeah, I'm gonna try a goblin impression then. And I rolled total of 18.
Okay.
And I'm just gonna use whatever fucking insults that Mord gave me because I can't think of any. But
there will be no survivors.
Yeah, I'm just gonna call him I don't know, a fake dragon or some shit.
Okay.
Baby, faker than a baby dragon.
All right, you do a fair performance, but the kobold's response as they're going down the hallway is, shut up.
I'm going to say, no. Make me.
Okay. So, yeah, some insults are hurled back and forth. A bit awkward at first, but then they start getting pretty in-depth. Erevan, I imagine, does he start getting mad because they start talking about elves and half-elves?
Nah, he don't give a shit.
No, okay. Small ask. Can we tone down a little bit of the swearing? Just a little bit. Dial it down from 11. Sorry?
Don't they think that Erevan is the goblin?
No. They put it together that it's Erevan impersonating the goblin.
Okay.
So what's next?
So are we chasing the gelatinous cube and the kobold, or are we trying to go back where the cube was?
I mean, the cube's just going to keep heading down the hall towards them, yeah?
Right. I mean, wasn't our goal to find the kobolds, so maybe we should follow too?
Mostly to get rid of the kobolds, though, and if the slime is going down there, isn't it going to just suck them all up?
Well, maybe. Well, Mora's going to walk in behind the cube and just do a dance like, ooh, I think I'm a dragon. I'm really a lizard. You can't even breathe fire. And just kind of stand as if you can't see the cube. I'm just going to keep making fun of him.
Okay. As you're sitting there dancing, you actually see that the cube is setting off a couple spike traps, a small explosion. Seems to be clearing a path for you.
Your traps are weak. I kicked you out of the thing. You're not allowed in Mordville.
All right.
I made your people race snails for an eternity.
All right. Let's, at that, you see some of the kobolds stop in their tracks and turn around. And, you see that they start, like, using their spears and stuff on the gelatinous cube. And you hear them talking about, come on, let's get them, boys. They're trying to come for you now.
Yeah, come on. I'm back here.
All right, let's roll some initiatives then. Who's in the hall with him or is mostly just Morid?
I guess I'm following Morid.
Yeah, okay. I'd probably be with Morid too. Got 17 for initiative.
I got 14.
No, actually rolled good. 18.
13.
All right, so... Actually, first up will be Morid. If you want to do any actions, you're seeing that there's four kobolds that have charged back upon your most recent taunt that they feel that can't go unanswered. The gelatinous cube is, so far as you can tell, almost destroyed. It's run through a bunch of traps. They're poking at it, and the jelly's starting to Like you hear a popping sound like a balloon and then just like jelly pouring out onto the ground in front of them.
So like, can I like get the killing blow and steal all the XP?
if you want.
I mean, there's XP in there, right?
Yes. Yes, there is. I don't know if Mord would see it that way, but yes.
Okay. Well, I'll shoot my cannon at it. Hold on a sec.
It would seem like if you shot it and it splattered the kobolds, wouldn't that do some damage to them as well?
I don't know if it matters. I got a 13.
That is a hit.
Oh, geez. Okay. Oh, that's a lot. 21. That's max damage.
Damn. All right. I'll let Morin describe, because you could do this as split. What is it that you used? Your cannon?
Yeah, my force cannon, yeah.
All right. So Alita brings up a good point. The jellies are acidic, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you shoot into the jelly, and it sprays all over the kobolds behind it. Since it's your ability, do you want to just do like a splash damage and spread it out to everybody, or do you just want to hit one person?
Oh, let's splash it.
Okay. You're on point with the gifs today, Morin.
Yeah. Huh? I have to make up for a week of missing them.
Oh my god. Okay, it's Erevan's turn as a spear flies past you, Morin. Through the jelly, also acidic.
Oh, I just got a surprise round then, I take it?
No, you're up first.
Oh, then that was just my bonus action.
Oh, okay, go ahead. The jelly is still up.
Oh, it is? All right.
It's not alive, but it's like pouring all... It's not... It's like blocking the path a bit, you know what I mean? But your cannon was able to go through it and cause splash damage on the other side.
Okay, well, if that's the case, I'm going to run right up to the edge of the jelly in... How far away are the kobolds? They're right on it, right?
Yeah, there's two of them that are right on it and then two right behind them as well.
So how far... if I'm like right at the edge of the jelly, how far are all the kobolds? Are they within 15 feet?
Yes, they are.
Okay, I'm going to cast Thunder Wave.
Oh my god.
So a wave of thunderous horse sweeps out. Each creature in a 15-foot cube originating from me must make a constitution saving throw, DC 16. On a failed save, they take 2d8 damage. On a successful save, they take half as much, but they'd be pushed 10 feet back.
Well, three of them fail to save outright. Only one makes it.
Okay. If they fail, they take 11 and are pushed 10 feet. The one that makes it takes 5. Stays. But I'm hoping that it sprays the jelly out 10 feet.
Yes, it does. All right. So... Is that your turn?
No, I've got like 16 more actions.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I know. That's it. I think I've done enough.
All right, so one of the kobolds that looks like they're still fairly okay does throw that spear that misses you because they got a natural one, and then it's Erevan's turn. Erevan, if you're not in the tunnel, this fight is going on in a 5-foot-wide tunnel about... 20 feet into that tunnel. Oh my god. I probably said that in the most confusing way possible. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would assume I'm near Mord, though, because I was doing fucking goblin impressions.
Right. Just keep in mind that anybody in that tunnel is going to be in a straight line together.
Yeah.
So Diamond would be behind Mord. You're behind both of them.
Can I get an Eldritch Blast through?
Yes.
Gonna do that a couple times. I would want to hit the kobold that's doing okay-ish still.
Okay. The other three are just laying on the ground screaming as like this thunder waved acid. Like it just was it turned it into like a mist that just flew across all of them.
24 and 21 to hit. I assume both do.
Yes, they do.
Jesus. 13 and
Morid.
13 and 11 damage. So 24, and that would be my turn.
A couple rays shoot past you, Diamond and Morin, gonna burn through this jelly that now has more holes in it. It's about half the height of the hallway now, and that kobold is very nearly gone. As you see, it's quite hurt. That puts Diamond up next.
I don't know what I want to do. Can I just, like, shoot fire at it with the produce flame? Mord's shorter than me, right? I can definitely get that over top of him.
Yeah, you could probably even underhand it over his head. He's
vertically challenged. Thank you.
All right. So then I guess I'm just going to, like, underhand a produce flame over top of Mord, like, aiming at the kobold. Is that who we're killing right now?
Yeah, yeah, there's four kobolds. You don't have to underhand it. That was just a funny suggestion.
Oh, I thought it was funny too, so.
Okay. You're going to do some tricks in the hallway.
Yeah, never mind. I'm not going to do any tricks. I got a natural one.
Oh. Well.
Damn it, that's not the way I intended it to go. Sorry.
You smack Mord in the head and the flame just falls to the ground.
Damn it.
Aw. Anything else? Any bonus actions?
I'm going to, like, I don't know, guess try to put the fire out.
Okay. all right, so Diamond's stomping on the ground a bit, trying to stop the jelly from being on fire. Alita.
Okay, so the jelly's still a problem. Do I want to aim for the jelly, or do I just want to aim for the kobolds?
Well, the jelly's dead, I think. It's just there.
But it does it do more damage if I, like, hit that just to splash them?
Go ahead.
Don't you, like, shoot a missile through it? Don't you have missiles? Missiles?
We've been kind of doing that, sort of.
I mean, I have darts.
Yeah, those things.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Because then they'd be like poison darts or something.
Yeah.
Okay. And surely the darts can get around you guys.
I'll duck a little bit.
Just don't.
I'm probably ducking because I'm trying to put out fire.
Don't throw them underhanded.
Yeah, you might hit more.
Okay. Well, let's see. Okay, so I got 17.
That's a hit.
Okay. And then, let's see, 7 damage.
With the assumption that you're going to hit the one that looks most damaged, that takes him down. You see that he's knocked out with the dart. Are there more actions for you, Alita?
I think that's it.
Does a 18 hit you, Morin?
It doesn't.
Okay.
I have crazy good AZ.
Yeah, that's really good. So the three kobolds get to go now that are still up. And all three of them take their short spears and try to toss them over the jelly towards you, and they miss. It is your turn again, though, Morin.
I'll do the gnomish dance that I'm doing on the gif there. I imagine that taunting dance is a free action?
Yes. Okay. Or use an object because you're moving your butt pretty good.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's just normal. That's just Morin's got moves, you know?
Okay.
So the jelly's still there, right? It hasn't dissolved. It's still...
It's a fair bit gone at this point. It's probably like a third of the way.
I mean, is there a way through to the goblins or to the kobolds?
You could jump over it. It wouldn't take any roll of the die, but yeah, you can make it over there.
All right. Well, I'll shoot my cannon first. That's the most injured one as a bonus action.
Okay.
Let me that real quick here. The 24 to hit. I rolled pretty good.
Okay.
15 damage.
Is this, because I'm guessing your cannon's still on the ground, right?
It's probably on my shoulder, I would imagine.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. It was 15?
Mm-hmm. Right. I will draw my rapier and go and hit that one. Same one if it's still alive.
Okay.
Oof. A 10, though, doesn't hit.
No.
Okay. I was going to cast the green flame blade, but it doesn't matter because I missed.
Erevan.
So we got a few kobolds left or something?
3 kobolds.
I'll just blast the one that looks the weakest a couple times.
Okay.
Ooh.
I'm so sorry. I need to step away for a second. I have to use the bathroom.
All right. What do your Eldritch Blasts look like?
I have no idea. I've always just imagined them as just white beams of energy.
Okay. Thought they'd be like apples or something. I don't know why I should probably name my cannon.
All right. What's your rolls?
16 and 14 to hit.
These are hits.
25 damage, and that is my turn.
I'm sorry, how much damage?
25.
All right, he's gone. Anything else on your turn?
Blast it to bits. No.
Diamond? I'm sorry, did Diamond step away too?
I have no idea. She didn't say anything.
She might have.
Thinking. I haven't stepped away, sorry.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Well,
these are fairly hardy kobolds. You see that they're pretty well close to done here. They look like they're considering fleeing.
How many are there?
Right now there's 2 of them. And they're looking at each other and looks like they're about to book it.
Should we try and grapple them so they can't get away?
By the way, mostly in combat, if you want to strategize, but I really don't mind. So like asking about grappling and stuff like that, that's fair. I know some groups will be like, no, you have to strictly stay to, you know, 6 seconds and everything. But I don't mind if you plan things out tactically.
Can I try Moonbeam? It's a 5-foot radius, 40-foot high cylinder centered on a point within range. when a creature enters the spell's area for the first time, it is engulfed in ghostly flames, causing searing pain. Must make constitution saving throw. Takes 2d10 radiant damage on a failed save. And half as much on a successful one.
Hey, come on.
Uh-huh. So,
like, would that be able to, like, potentially finish them?
Yeah, that could.
All right, I'm going to do that then, or at least try. And so, I'm going to cast it at a point where it, like, only hits them.
Okay. They are close together, so they both need to make the save. One of them rolled a nat 20, but the other just got a 2. And I'm quite certain that fails the con save for that spell. What's the damage?
Sorry, I'm trying to find my d10. I don't know which one it is.
Is that the UFO-looking one?
I think so. Yeah, here we go. So, which one? There was one that made it?
Yeah, the one that makes it will just take half of the damage you roll.
Okay. 6. Damn it.
6 and 3. Can I ask you, because I heard something that sounded like rolling. Are you rolling it in a jug?
No. My husband has these big dice that are like heavy, made of metal, and he let me use them today, so.
It sounded like he had a pint or something that you just rolled them in. Those must be big dice.
They're not real big, but they are heavy.
Massive then, yeah. Cool. Is that your turn?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. So, Alita, yeah, well, mostly Morid, I suppose, since he actually ran up, jumped over the jelly. That ray of light, that's what did it say, it was like 40 feet high?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're in like a 4-foot high tunnel. Like, this is the size of kobolds. You guys are like kind of hunched down.
Not me.
Yeah, well, not you. Sorry.
This is so uncomfortable.
Just it looks like a hole opens above the kobolds and this ray of light, just radiant light, like a huge eldritch blast, just hits both of them. They're looking at each other, and bam! Alita, it is your turn. Okay, what's this, Mord?
I'm working on my tan.
Oh.
Well, let's see. So I'm like too far away to do anything close, right? Because of the people in front of me.
You can squeeze past them if you needed to.
Well, I mean, but then there's still jelly in between us and them. So like, I can't actually get that close, right?
Well, Mord just jumped over the jelly. If Mord could do it, you could do it.
Not so much. Well, okay.
Whoa, I took offense to that.
Okay, all right. Well, so use my spear then. Let's see. 16.
All right, you got him. You got him.
9.
Okay. Is that, are you going to move closer?
Yeah, because I mean, I can do my bonus action, right?
If you get close, yeah.
Okay. So I think I'll probably do the flurry of blows.
There's more dancing out of the way of each kick and punch you're throwing.
Okay. So 20.
Yeah, is that a natural 20 or just total?
Just total.
Okay. That is a hit.
7.
And was it just one extra attack, or do you do another one?
Well, I want to do the open hand technique. So then if it can't do a dexterity saving throw, 14, it falls prone.
It rolled a 16 on the die, and that with its dex, it's pretty good. Manages to grab onto its friend and stay on its feet. Is there damage to that open hand thing?
No, it's either fall prone or get pushed 15 feet or it can't take reaction until the end of his next turn, but they're all like the DC 14.
Wait, 15 feet? You can push something 15 feet?
That's what it says.
That is crazy. Is that your turn though?
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, they start to run, but they do take the disengage action as they start fleeing down this tunnel.
Lame.
More, it's your turn. As they're approaching a corner, a sharp corner, they will be out of view after their next turn.
All right, well, I guess we're going to shoot them. Sir shoots a lot. Is a 21 to hit?
That's a hit. Is that the name we're going with now?
I'm going to try out a few names until 1-6.
Okay, gotcha.
16 damage.
He gone. He goes down.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll just throw the ye old fireball at the other one. Oh, that's a 14.
That's a hit if that's the roll.
But yeah, it is. Wow. All right. So fireball for 8 points of damage.
Erevan? So, oh, wait. I'm so sorry. More, do you start chasing while you're dancing, or do you just stay where you're at?
Yeah, I'll give chase.
Okay. Erevan.
So we just got one dude left?
Yeah, just the one guy.
How far away is he from me?
He would probably be approaching 40 feet, I think, if you're still on the other side of the jelly.
All right, well, I'm going to move, 30 feet towards him. That's my speed. And then I'll just Eldritch Blast, I guess. 22 and 23 to hit. I assume both those do.
Yes.
Ooh. 16 damage.
Okay.
And that's my turn.
Yeah, he's running and running, and Morad, you just see him face plant. Just a couple beams hit him, and he just goes straight down. Very, very quickly, just plop. And this hallway is quiet now.
Boop. Well, that was fun. Is there anything in the gelatinous puddle worth getting?
Diamond's bear.
The bear's still there?
No, we pulled it out, didn't we?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry. Yeah, it's just a goblin and some bacon.
No, it didn't get digested. I'll pick it up, by a corner that might not be covered in acidic slime and hand it back to Erevan. You drop this.
You can have it.
I'm suddenly vegan.
Just give it to the goblin. I'm sure he can use some. I know he loves bacon.
He looks a little melty.
So does the bacon.
Fair. I drop the bacon and go try to loot the kobolds.
Roll a dexterity save as you approach the one of the kobolds, Mord.
Eight.
Oh no.
Really?
Yeah, eight.
I feel like I should back out of this tunnel.
I rolled a six.
All right. As you step near the farthest kobold and start going rummaging through his pockets, and you lean forward, you feel the ground give a little bit, stepped on a pressure plate, and you hear a bunch of clicking sounds.
Oh nope, I'm out of here. I'm running out this fucker.
It's completely silent for a moment. Now I need everybody to make a dexterity save.
19.
18.
How much? 18 or 15? Diamond, how much?
Oh, 17.
17.
Okay, so this is rolling a 20 and then adding the dexterity?
Yep. Your dexterity saving throw.
Okay, so 22.
Okay. Would you get Morad?
Yeah, I got a 10.
Oh my God, you're lucky, Morad. You take 8 damage. Everybody else takes 4. So after a moment of silence, a bunch of spears shoot down from the top of the tunnel and stick into the ground. Most, if not, well, I guess really all of you have managed to dodge a lot of damage. And after the spears hit the ground, you hear some clicking noises as though something was being retracted. And you can hear some laughing echoing very quietly through the hallway. Through the tunnel.
Off the tunnel. It's not like it's in the tunnel with us.
It's not in the tunnel directly with you. It's quite distant. You would imagine you're hearing it like from above you, and it's traveling down to you. God damn it!
Really
got to
check for traps, Morad, before you just go running off and shit. You should know better.
You're right. Fair. We really should hire a rogue.
Aren't you an artificer?
Yeah.
Artificers check for traps.
No, that's not my wheelhouse here. You know what I do well? I flavor a bottle of Morad Cola and hand it to him. That's what I do.
What would find us traps? Like perception or investigation?
It depends on the trap specifically. Often it's perception or investigate, though. Yes. I guess the answer is yes.
Well, I'll start looking for traps using investigation, if that's okay.
Yeah. Are you traveling through the tunnel further then?
Yeah. After I remove the spear from my arm or legs in this case, I crit the bed 25.
All right. You don't find too much on these kobolds of any worth. I should say, actually, you find almost nothing on them.
It was so worth it to take the spears.
You travel a good 30, 40 feet, and you find a few traps along the way, but they're not a problem for you to disarm. You do notice that there are some other traps similar to the one that you triggered previously, but you manage to find where the murder holes are, essentially, and avoid them and direct your crew to walk around them as well. The first bend, it's just a long tunnel. It looks like you do find some parts of the wall that are no longer like dirt and rock and are stone, work stone, as though you're traveling past hallways. Fairly familiar to you as you've seen the stonework in the other halls you've traveled through. Are you looking to walk through this tunnel just to find the end or find turns?
To be honest, because I missed last session, I have no idea what we're doing.
Oh, I guess you missed the recap you gave.
Yeah, I knuckled some pancakes. I licked some cheese. I did something that we won't mention to the bacon. And then I found myself chasing a gelatinous cube fighting kobolds.
Yeah, that's about sums it up, doesn't it?
Okay, then I'm going to the end of the hallway.
No, this is... You may recall two sessions ago talking to Bainder about killing the kobolds. Like, they were hired to defend the city, then they decide to take it over and wait for you.
Okay. Well, mission accomplished.
So, yeah. Well, these aren't the kobolds you're looking for, but yeah.
Shit. Jedi mind tricked.
Yeah.
All right, damn,
so,
it, yeah.
So shouldn't we be hunting kobolds then?
All right.
Yeah.
Can I smell them? Like, can I sniff the air to try to figure out? I'm a cat. Can I do that?
At advantage. Roll perception at advantage.
I got a natural 20. I'm not even going to try to roll again.
Damn.
And then investigation as a +5 for me, so 25.
Find them, Diamond. Snip them out.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, well, oh my God. Why'd you have to roll so high? So... Because I don't have a whole lot to tell you for such a large roll. Let me try to think of something.
I'm sorry. No, I'll try to roll worse next time.
I appreciate that. Thank you. That would make things easier for me. All right. So, yes, you know that there are kobolds in this tunnel. Their smell is all over the place. Like, they've dug this out with their claws. As for where they've been recently, besides the ones you've run into... towards the one of the openings on the wall that I was describing that you can see work stone through it, smells very recent, as though they've just recently closed that up.
There's been some recent kobolds in this little thing right here, and I point to wherever you're talking about.
Fair enough. So far as you all can guess, this must be their entry and exit point from this tunnel, and it looks like it's just... They tried to hide it, but Diamond managed to smell that this is the entrance and exit, and the rest of this tunnel is probably a maze of traps that I was going to very much hurt you all in.
Nice.
Wahaha.
Let's go to the... Let's leave the murder hallway. Onward.
I'm going through the crack in the wall that leads to whatever.
It's similar to the false wall that you had entered this tunnel. This wall just kind of pushes away and opens up into the hallway where you found that gelatinous cube.
You find another one, and you're floating in it.
No, where you originally encountered it. It's down the hallway quite a ways, but yeah, that's where you're at.
So basically we're back where we started from?
Where you had left from, yes. Where you set up the bacon lures. As you are exiting the hallway, you hear quietly... Again, through the tunnel air, our kobolds kind of yipping to one another, signaling to one another. And since you also happen to speak Draconic, Diamond, you can tell that they're basically warning each other that you're leaving the tunnels. And they've
told each other that we're leaving.
And as Diamond says that to all of you, you hear scampering above you, like above the stone, as they start running towards that large area you were at previously, the... Bazaar and the pit there.
So where should we go?
They're scampering towards the pit. So
seem to be above you.
Is there any way we could gain access to them above us? Like could Erevan blast Eldritch blast through and break the ceiling over the pit and like kind of drop the kobolds in there? Or am I like imagining that power wrong?
That seems possible, at least to me. It does force damage, so...
As you're looking at the ceiling, of this hallway. You're not really seeing a whole lot of weak points that you imagine an Eldritch Blast could open. Are you going to go check the pit that Diamond's talking about?
I suppose we could try.
Well, this is where the Etten had fallen into. Yeah. You remember then. Mord remembers this, obviously, as well.
I do?
No.
No.
No, you don't.
Let's say and Etten.
So, I mean, I could fly up there. Could I create a weak spot if I flew up there and, like, damaged it?
Really?
Really?
She's going to go punch the ceiling a bit. Right. Okay.
I mean, are you saying roll no?
I'm saying roll an investigation. Make sure it's low.
I mean, could it be perception?
Okay, it could be perception if you'd like. Yes, actually it could be.
Oh, no. Okay, well, that's 5.
All right. No, you can't find a spot that you feel you could just punch through as you're flying around.
Is it made of, it's rock or?
It's like mason stone. This is, this looks like a market area. There's a lot of like shops, abandoned shops that are circling around this pit that appears to be like an arena or like a fighting pit where people could stand on the edge of the market and watch, you know, dwarves fighting one another.
Mord, what if you cannon blast it and then we do the Eldritch Blast on it?
I mean, this is pretty well, like, I think there's got to be a way up, like maybe stairs somewhere.
Right. I mean, why don't I fly around and find us a way or something?
Okay. Roll another perception check.
18.
All right. Yes, you do find what appears to be like a ramp that goes up, and you, as you're flying around up here, you can actually still hear the kobolds running over like this large arch that's covering this area. That appears to be the only thing that holding this place up from a collapse, by the way. And you find, when you look down there, that there's like a line of kobolds. They look very dirty down this hallway that are coming down this ramp and scampering, like spreading out, and look like they're starting to entrench themselves, ready for some fighting. But they appear to be, as you're looking, dodging traps themselves. Like this must be like a choke point they feel.
Well, are we going to let them get set up, or are we going to jump in and start kicking their butts?
I do have a question about your vision, Alita. Like, do you have dark vision?
Yeah. Isn't that what it's called? Yeah, dark vision.
Okay. So a ways down this hallway, something that catches your eye is that there is a kobold. He's quite large, like beefy for what is supposed to be a pretty slight frame. And he's just standing there at the end of the hallway.
Seems
looking
like
down
we
in your
found
direction.
Our machine.
Get to the market.
He smiles at you as he's rolled high enough to see you floating about.
Eh? Guys, I think I see our main target.
Mord's back there looking, or Mord and everybody's, Diamond and Erevan are looking at like a black and white picture of their UAV. Sorry, that's a complete aside. It just felt all of a sudden very Call of Duty what you're all doing.
We have a 4-kill streak. Yeah. That's a chopper. It's not really a chopper. It's an airstrike, at least. Throw a bomb at him.
Can I grab a stone? You mean you want me to put magic on this and throw it on him?
Will it explode?
I don't think so.
That sounds like a custom spell that needs to be made up.
Mm-hmm. Airstrike?
Yeah, like because Diamond can cast magic on stones and make them magical ranged attacks.
Nice.
So we add produce flame to that or something.
Would it blow up if we add produce flame?
We're talking about like making custom spells and stuff. It'd be a short process, but literally yes, we could do something like that. Just probably not right now.
So are we going after those kobolds?
I would assume so.
Can we see them? Or
well,
is this
I can weird? Smell them.
They're that way.
Well, I mean, I can see them. You said that arch was holding a lot of it up.
Well, this is like a underground market, right? It's under a mountain, and the arch is like holding up a lot of the mountain from collapsing in.
So maybe we shouldn't destroy the lower part of Moridville.
That would be preferable. Thank you.
So I was pretty hesitant about you punching holes in the arch. Not that I wouldn't have let it happen. Just it could have been catastrophic.
Reroll.
You all could have died.
The machine's like, I win.
So should I just like, am I close enough to anything that I should be start this fight or?
Warrior your way in, just fly right past all the traps after the machine.
Oh, well, that sounds pretty dangerous.
Well, in your defense, you probably won't set off any of the traps if you're flying.
Yeah, but I'm going to have, like, how many kobolds behind me and none of the rest of the group?
It'd be epic.
You can think about that when you're rolling your new character. Man, that was epic. Rolling for hit points.
So, maybe I'll just start with somebody near me. Like, I tell everybody, hey, start up this ramp. We're going to have to look for traps. Although, would I just be able to see the traps from up here? Or?
Well, I could come up there and I could check for traps. I have pretty good perception and investigation.
Oh, you can fly up here too. Well, maybe we should.
I can't fly. I can go up the ramp, I'd assume. Oh, okay. The ramp.
Isn't there a bunch of kobolds in front of it?
Is there?
I don't know if I can see it or not.
So everybody's on the other. So this is like a square. This arena is a square. You've come in from the north side. Alita flows up to the center of this this large opening. If I recall correctly, it was about 100 feet wide and 100 feet long. She flew up to the center and she was checking around for weak points in the ceiling. And she's flown to the south as she was looking around for ramps. She's looking down one of the halls, kind of flying back and forth. She sees down this hallway that there is a ramp in there and that kobolds were running down it and kind of entrenching themselves in different positions down this rather wide hallway. I don't think you can all see in it because this is going to be pretty distant from where you're at. Alita does see down it and she's yelling to you from some distance. She's like, I see him! Targets acquired! They're setting. Looks like they're dodging traps.
Let's go. Mm-hmm. All right, blue team, let's go.
Yeah, we could send in some of those soldiers.
Are you gonna yell down the hallways for them?
Who wants to holler? You guys are closer.
I'm gonna run to where she indicated.
All right, where you basically came from, the Bacon Trail. All right, you yell down for the sergeant and his men to come. If I recall correctly, it was about 25.
Yep, sounds about right.
25 people.
So. I'm assuming maybe they already closed back up the passage after we left the tunnel.
Yeah. They'll still be able to hear you down the other hallway because there's a lot of hallways that are in this area. I wish I still had the map so I could point it out to you because Morph's probably completely lost.
Yep. I have no idea what's going on.
I think I had the map. I could like tell them which way to go maybe.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, Mort, you do manage a signal to get more men or get all of them to come, I think is the proposal here.
Do we think we should leave a few in the back since the kobolds like to do that kind of thing?
Sure.
Maybe leave five
like
there.
Like 5 should work, right? All
right. Mort, 20 soldiers show up near you and follow you to your crew there. Most of them have torches.
Charge?
Okay. Really? All right.
Well, is that what we're doing?
I don't know.
Somebody should, I don't know, do we have like a scout look for traps?
You should be in charge. I'm just like, yeah, all of you go.
maybe not have all 20 hit the same trap.
I got to use the restroom. I'll be right back.
I could look for traps.
All right. So how this will play out though is... as you're looking around for traps, the kobolds are going to be throwing stones and spears in your direction. So let's go ahead and set up initiative orders again.
21.
17.
Did you roll up initiative, Diamond?
Yeah, it was...
12?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I must have missed that. My bad. So we're not, strictly speaking, in initiative order yet. They're literally just waiting behind different barricades, like doors that they've taken out of the shops, desks, tables. Alita, how you believe that is trapped, I think I've said this a couple times, but just to reiterate, is that they were jumping over certain tiles or stones on the ground, and it wasn't just like one kobold doing it, several did, so you know that there has to be traps here that they're avoiding.
Okay. Okay, and since I'm really good with maps and cartography, I've already like mapped it out in my mind, right? And I know exactly.
Yeah, so most of them, I would say so, but for the matter of perfection, let's roll just a straight intelligence check. Let's put the DC at 15.
The DC?
Just you have to beat a 15 to be able to communicate fully all where all the traps are on the maps to everybody.
I got a 17.
Okay, so as Diamond comes up and is ready to go out there, you have that map that you mentioned of this area, and you've already plotted out as you're flying back and forth looking at all the kobolds that were running them around where the traps are. And some of the traps do need to be tended with. They can't just be avoided because, you know, you're looking to fight in this area.
Maybe we should figure out, like, you know, like if we had arrows or my darts, how to set some of them off and make them actually hit the kobolds that are near them before we have to go deal with them, like, close. Does that seem possible?
What if we don't go in there at all? I just throw a rock in there with my sling and hit all the traps.
Nice. You're going to, like, skip it, right?
I'm going to try to, yeah.
Oh, she's going to try to take out all the traps with one stone?
Yeah, sure. Why not? I just grab a random rock from wherever, chip one off the wall or something.
Okay. Go ahead, roll an attack. An attack roll with your sling. We're looking for a 17.
I naturally rolled a 17 plus 4.
Okay. You managed 21. To set off. Sorry?
So I think it's a 21.
All right. And then roll me, let's say, a d4.
1.
Okay. You managed to set off 2 traps with one throw. It's a fair bit impressive. From the marks on there, there's several more that you think you could take or set off with your stone. Because you also have to not just know where they're at, you have to be identifying them from a distance here. Do one more attack roll. Again, looking for 17 to pull off multi-hits.
15 plus 4?
Roll a d4.
3.
All right, you managed to set off the other 4 traps down this hallway then. So the stone is like bouncing off walls, hitting traps. Have you seen those videos they make of the ball that rolls down and like hits dynamos? Just like stuff keeps happening and it keeps going. I can't remember what those machines are called.
Who needs rogues when you have magic stones?
So it's just like this series, and you see all the kobolds are watching as one trap sets off another trap and sets off, like their heads are going back and forth as the stone's flying around. And after that, it's all over with their, like, collectively go, whoa.
Well, that takes care of that. All the traps are done.
The soldiers get blown up?
No. Diamond Man just set off several traps with 2 stone throws.
Nice.
Like the means of stuff that just keeps happening, and it kind of distracted the kobolds. They watched as the stone flies from one trap to another, gets hit to another.
Do we do some damage to the kobolds as well?
No, the traps were set up in a way where most of the blowback went your direction and not theirs. You didn't actually hurt yourselves, obviously, because you did it from a safe distance. But no, they're pretty good at setting up traps in a way that they shouldn't get hurt. But yeah, all the kobolds are looking in your direction. Then they look back at the kobold behind them to see what he's going to do. Down the hallway, you can hear him go, "Mared, well played.
Thanks.
Vote for Mord Guiltfair.
Vote for Mord is a vote for you."
he laughs. He claps even for the display here. He says, "That was very nice. Well done."
Oh, I don't mean blush. Anyways, if you get out, we won't kill you.
I just have something to discuss with Mared.
Is that one of you guys? Is that one of you? I asked one of the soldiers. Are you Mared?
Mared.
Who's he talking about?
You hear him snarl in the back.
Yeah, know who I'm talking about?
You know, dragons enunciate.
He starts walking in your direction, and he motions to the kobolds to leave, actually. He says,
I have a proposal, Mavred. Instead of a continued fight that may hurt several of your people, why don't we have a duel? Just you and me. We can settle our accounts.
Huh, duel, huh?
Just gnome versus the machine.
Should maybe check for deception.
Do we trust this?
No.
Lee tells like, no, you don't even need to roll. what'd you say you're doing, Olita? Deception? Checking for deception?
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll an insight.
13.
So it's hard to tell if he's being deceptive in this proposal for a duel.
Can I try to see if I can see if he's being
deceptive?
Yeah, that word. That word that I can't say right now.
It's fine. Go ahead and roll as well an insight. In fact, everybody can if you want to, because I imagine all of you are...
Natural 20, oh my god. I love my husband's dice.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't need to roll.
So, Diamond, psychic you can powers. Tell... Yeah, you read his thoughts. So, so far as you can tell through your cat senses, let's say, like, you can smell him, you can... see him pretty well. There's torchlight nearby, so you can see like how he's speaking and everything. There is something definitely very off about him to you. He doesn't seem to be walking. His gait is strange to you. It doesn't look natural. Your sense that you're getting from him is he definitely has a very strong beef with Morin, but his from how he was speaking about being impressed with how you set off all the traps and stuff, you're pretty sure he was almost mocking you from a distance. So he doesn't have much, you would say, like, respect for yourself or any of anybody else, but he's very fixated on Mord specifically right now. If that would stay true, let's say, after, nobody knows. You can't tell that, but on that
but
point,
I can tell
it would
I
seem
don't trust
deceptive.
Him.
Hmm. Right, like, if he, let's say, won the duel... he probably would not just walk away from all of you. And so in that way, you do sense some deception in this. He just seems to want to make sure Mord is dead first.
I think he sees Mord as the biggest threat, maybe.
Yeah, I don't think one-on-one is a good idea. This guy's... there's something off.
I think I could take him.
I mean, maybe you could, but I don't know.
Why would you? And he's probably just going to come for us after.
Right.
Well, sidebar. Let's do a sidebar. I need to talk
about sidebar.
Certainly.
We've had 20 soldiers with us.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, if he starts kicking my ass, you know, throw me a heel and jump in and kick his ass.
He's probably more worried we're going to take out his kobolds.
Well, we're going to.
Well, the other thing... he has kobolds. We have soldiers. They can fight each other. We can all fight him.
There we go. I like that. We already took out the traps. We're in a superior position.
How many kobolds does he have?
So do we, like, just let him think that we're going to let this happen? Like, kind of on the low?
Well,
help
how
us
about,
get close?
How about we do a safe word? Like, if I'm losing, then I'll just say a safe word and you guys just kick his ass.
What's lemon. Your safe word?
Lemon.
Lemon, yep, lemon.
Yeah, I mean, how many kobolds is a good question. How many are there?
You would guess there's at least 30 in his pack that are in a fighting condition.
And our soldiers are probably individually, like one of our individual soldiers is probably better than an individual kobold.
Yes. Yes, you definitely have the advantage, you would imagine.
Yeah, I think those soldiers could fight those kobolds. We could take this guy on.
Certainly better armed.
Well, what do you guys think?
Play the game. We can play the game.
Play the game. It'll get us all close to him without having to deal with the other kobolds. We could look for any other traps on the way.
Do we have any potions?
I think we refilled on healing potions. I think we all have like two or something.
That's what I recall.
All right. What, healing potion is how much? 2d4 plus 4?
2d4 plus 4, I believe, yeah.
All right. I'm down 8 hit points, so I'm going to take that before I duel this guy.
Yeah, I might as well take one of mine as well.
All right. I'm back to full.
I mean, I'm only minus 4 hit points, I think, so.
All right. Let's duel.
In honor of the dwarves that built this place, Marid, let's do this in the pit. What do you say?
Let's do it right here.
No? You don't want to do it in the pit?
No, I don't.
I don't think Mora likes pits.
I don't.
The stairs are safe.
No, let's do it right here.
Well, only if you insist.
I think he does insist.
And he draws his short sword. And you see him take...
It's a sword for the duel.
That's a tidy sword. I'm going to show him my great sword.
Oh, my God. Get bent.
I draw my rapier and look at it and kind of feel inadequate as well.
The rapier is okay. It's an okay sword.
Did you just give me the equivalent of it's a nice size? So, let's go.
All right. He stands there with his sword still drawn, and he says,
"It is a good day to die, wouldn't you agree?"
For you.
What she said.
All right. So, do you approach Mord or do you stay where you're at?
I stay where I'm at. Like, are we doing initiative or are we just like going?
Oh, yeah. Roll your initiative roll. I forgot to put you up here.
I got a 15.
16?
No, I already have everybody else at the moment. I still have your rolls from previous. Not the previous fight, but I had you roll while he was gone for a moment.
Yes.
And you guys took out the traps and everything.
Oh, I don't even remember what I rolled.
You rolled a 12.
Oh, sounds right.
So part of a duel is we have to be close to striking distance.
No, we don't.
You see him kind of lower his short sword a bit. He's like, well, are we just going to stand here then?
Like, you're welcome to move.
What is your, I have to approach, you have a lot of men though.
No, they're going to stay out of it.
What if I accidentally hit one of them?
Yeah, don't hit one of them.
We hit back.
You can't control yourself? Or
if you hit one of us, we hit back. So we like to tussle.
He kind of does the dog equivalent of a humph, you know, and he says,
fine.
And he cautiously starts moving forward.
just getting a little closer for the duel.
I'd say that's a start. All right, Shooty.
I did want this duel.
Shooty, do your thing. Go ahead and roll it. Roll your attack.
17.
Okay. Roll your damage.
13.
All right. So your cannonball, if I understand correctly, force cannon, you often describe it as, correct?
It's like a ballista, basically, but it's called a force ballista, but
okay.
An eldritch cannon is the name of it.
So it basically gets blasted with like a magic missile,
yep.
Effect, like like a force hit that would motion him back. You see you blast him right in the face, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you see his head snap backwards as though his head was just taking off, right? Taking off. And then you see it, like, you hear like a grinding sound as his head comes back up and he's still on approaching you. And as he's getting closer and closer to you, you see that part of his scaly face was cut, and below it, you can see like a golden rustic metal beneath his skin.
Oh, so he's not real. He's like an automaton, right?
I think there's a reason they call him the machine.
Says,
power him down.
Just turn off the switch.
Yeah, just turn off. Yeah, you just... Right? No, he starts laughing as his head has corrected, and he takes a few more steps towards you, and he says,
I am the machine. I've raced snails for hundreds of years. I won...
But you couldn't even win a snail race.
That's kind of a sad resume.
Then it's like, I'm going to cast Mind Sliver on him. Intelligence saving throw.
He's going to get a 15.
Yeah, he fails. 16. Oh, 2 damage. If he can take psychic damage.
He can.
Okay. So he subtracts a d4 also from his next saving throw.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going to move 30 feet away.
As you start moving away, you see his arm starting to stretch out in your direction. And then you see his other arm starting to stretch out. And you see his legs. He like drops to his knees. And little wheels start to come out of the side of his knees. and then they start to like fold out, and he starts to look more and more like that machine you saw him riding
mm-hmm.
when you gave him the wrong directions. And he starts rolling in your direction. We're going to start off with Alita on this fight. Now, this fight could take a while. This might be a good place for us to pause, unless you want to play it out for a moment, a round or two.
Excuse me, sorry.
At the very least, we could go until 10:30 and then go from okay. there.
All right. Alita, you would be up first as this machine starts to expand into the size of this hallway. His head is like the grill of this machine.
Okay. I mean, how close am I?
You're about 20 feet from him at this point.
Okay. Well, maybe I could try and throw some darts into his gears and mess up his progress.
Okay. Go ahead and roll some attack rolls.
So I got a critical fail.
That's a mess. Were there other things you're going to do, or was that it?
Yeah, let's see. Well, I guess I have to get closer to my flurry of blows. Let's see. Okay. So that's 19.
Okay.
And 9 damage.
All right. So these are called shots. What specifically do you imagine yourself hitting? This is like a rolled, like a wheeled machine. It has spikes in the front of it. Do you recall the picture I had shown previously in the Feywild?
No. Maybe?
Personally, I don't.
Which one would that be in? Would it be in Dyson Info?
If it is, it's way, way up there. I'm looking. Let's see if I can find it. It's past the boob lights. I forgot those were in there.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff.
Maybe it's, I think I found it.
I found it. Yeah. I think I found it at the same time here.
I think I started searching after you did it, but I used Discord search to search images from you in Dyson Info.
Thank you. Did you post it?
Yep.
That is correct. That's the picture.
I remember that now. That's why this dude has such beef with him.
So the wheels in the front are held in place by his arms. Like, imagine that machine, but like kind of like a weird kobold-ish.
You said he was still working on making the wheels, so I think I want to try and mess that up so that, like, the wheel can't come out right.
Okay. Let's do for him a con save to see if you delay his deployment. Jeez. Okay, yeah, so you managed to kick his arms as they were stretching. One of his arms as I was stretching to connect to the wheel, and the machine kind of, like, falls forward and lands on his arm and... hand and knee, or not knee, his hand and elbow. So he hasn't been able to connect it. You've effectively disabled his ability to move for his round until he corrects that. That was all of your attacks this turn?
Okay, I'm going to have to go AFK.
Okay.
Yeah.
Erebon, it would be your turn.
So how far away is he from me?
He should be about the same distance as Alita was, which is you could get into melee.
And... do I think my greatsword would do much against him?
Well, Alita managed to kick his arm and do some damage, so you think that you could, yes.
I'm going to get up to him and just take a couple swings with my greatsword.
It's what, specifically?
Like, what part of him?
Yep. These are all called shots.
I would say probably the wheels.
As well? Okay.
Yeah. Hinders movement. 24 and 19 to hit.
These are both hits.
25 damage.
Okay.
And yeah, that is my turn for now.
Oh, 50 feet away, and it's your...
You're cutting out a lot.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Morid.
No.
Morid.
Well, before I have Captain McShooty Pants fire, I'm going to cast Fairy Fire on it. Dexterity saving throw 16 minus a d4. Oof. So 17. Damn it, he made it.
D4 almost helped too.
It almost made me win. Well, I will just shoot it with Captain McShooty Pants. Oh, it was almost a 1, but it's a 27 instead.
Those are two very different numbers.
Yeah, very much so. 10 points of damage. Worst damage if it does anything to him at all.
I'm sorry, did you say which part you're shooting?
Oh, I'm called shotting it? Well, yeah, the same thing everybody else has been shooting.
Go for the fucking wheels.
Yeah. You cut out whatever you said.
I said, okay. I'm sorry. I don't know what's up with Discord. Let me try.
It's almost like you're not push to talk, right? You're doing voice activation?
No, I'm push to
talk. Oh, well, yeah.
That would like, do it.
Are you releasing push to talk too soon, maybe?
That's what it sounds like.
No, I'm most certainly not. I'm holding it well through.
Well, you'll hear it on the recording.
Plus, I have like a 1 second delay before it ends anyway.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to guess it's something to do with voice meter, though. I'm sorry. So was there anything else on your turn, Mord?
Other than moving the fuck away some more.
Diamond would be up next.
Okay, how close am I?
About 30 feet, maybe 20.
I guess I'm just going to produce at the... I'm going to, like, throw the flame at the wheel that everyone's been hitting, because why not?
That's better.
Do I add anything to this? Like this proficiency bonus, I can add that, right?
I think so.
So, fine. 18?
Yeah, that's going to be a hit.
D8, I think. I'm not even looking at the ball right now, but... So, damage?
You did 6 damage?
Yeah.
To the wheel?
Yeah.
Okay. Alita's turn, unless there's more.
No.
Okay. So am I still close, I guess? Let's see. Let me actually use my spear. 25.
Yep, that's a hit.
And 9 damage.
You going for his arm and wheel again?
Have we managed to immobilize him with that yet or not?
You've locked him into place for the time being.
Okay, well, maybe I'll just go ahead and aim for that again.
Yeah, he actually had to skip his turn last time because he couldn't move anywhere.
Okay, and then I go with the flurry of blows again. Okay, well, that's a 1.
Is that all of your blows then? Your flurry or whatever?
I mean, can I still do the open hand technique even if that fails?
There has to be a size limit because this is like a huge creature. But if there's not a size limit, then yes.
Size limit.
Like, yeah, okay. So he has to do what now? A con check or something?
Wait, so there's a pit, right? How far away is that pit from him?
Well, it's behind you.
Oh, it's behind us.
Yes, because he was down the hallway.
Well, what if I try and push him towards that pit?
You would just have to move around behind him, which would not be a problem.
Okay. So then he's got to do a strength saving throw DC 14 or get pushed.
Ooh.
It says up to 15 feet. So I don't know. Maybe it would be less than that because he's huge. I don't know.
He made a 24 on his strength. Are you going to end your turn behind him?
Maybe I'll move back.
His turn is next. Okay. So you move back. All right.
Yeah. Well, I think I'll move like farther away from him.
Okay. Sorry?
A little safer.
Yes, it was safer. Because as you're behind him trying to push him forward, you realize that there's a large hole in the back of this machine. And you saw that there's like gears and small little sheets of metal that were starting to spin up. And you could see that there was fire that seemed to be coming down the line. And it looks like it was going to be shooting out the back of that machine.
Okay.
So you're pretty sure that it's gonna. There's like some kind of flame that's gonna shoot out the back of him. So you're directly in front of him now.
Well, I was thinking more like I just moved away.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. So we've hit 10:30. But I will say that what's happening right now, as we're gonna pause the game here, is that he starts to blast forward. Bouncing a little bit because like his front wheel is not fully on properly. So he's not going to go very far, but the whole machine and the back wheels are like spinning and he's steaming towards Mord as fast as he can go with his roller in the front kind of flopping around. Diamond and Erevan make dexterity saving throws to dodge out of his way.
18.
Okay, that's good.
Nat 20. 22 okay. Total.
Morin, roll your saving throw.
18.
Okay. I don't know how you managed to dodge out of his way. Can you think of how without jumping in the pit next to you?
Is there a wall scone?
Yes, there is.
That's how I do it. I jump up in Captain Shooty Pants uses one of his legs to grab the wall sconce. I grab the other and swing myself like Indiana Jones out of the way.
All right. And this is like an epic scene then, as you're like jumping just in slow motion over the top of his neck and head that's sticking out at the top. He's glaring at you as he goes zooming by. And you manage to dodge not just the wheel, but all the spikes that are sticking out of the various parts of this machine as he just runs down this ledge right past you. By run, I mean wheels. And behind him, there are scorch marks on the ground as like a pillar of flame was shooting out of the back.
Mm-hmm. You're trying to ruin Mordville.
Well, to be fair, he wanted to do this in the pit.
Mm-hmm. I knew there was something.